This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, we are joined with Larry Perrin and Tamara Mushka this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about the Yorkton Community Concert Band. We have a show coming up, Larry. Maybe you can explain about what's on the way here next week.
Well, it's happening next Tuesday at the Ann Portnoy Theater, Yorkton Regional High School, at 7:30. And it's called Portraits of Canada, a musical tribute. Canada has changed from 20 years ago, and we're trying to embrace all the new cultures and things that have come. So we're really excited, and it's a diverse program. As RCMP and Red Surge, we have cadets, we have Ukrainian dancers, a Filipino choir, and we're excited to play. It's a whole variety of music.
Well, and Tamara, maybe we can get a little bit into the different groups as well that will be there.
Yeah, absolutely. As Larry said, Canada is really a melting pot of culture, and now in Saskatchewan, we're seeing even more of that. So we've got all different kinds of groups coming together. We have Aboriginal drummers. We have a Filipino choir that's actually singing with us. They're doing their national anthem as well as another piece. We have a Ukrainian song. We have a few members in our group who are actually from Holland. So we're doing a piece by a composer who's from there as well, which is a fantastic song. We've got some RCMP coming to join us and playing our own national anthem, as well as Canada's second national anthem, Hockey Night in Canada.
Right, everyone's familiar with that one too. So it's going to be quite the show, and Larry, you guys are going to have a collection at the door to be able to get in.
Yes, we're not charging admission, just a collection at the door. And the idea is we're hoping to fill the theater, a lot of participants, and it's exciting to see that. Again, as Tamara mentioned, the diversity of Canada today. We want to show that out, showcase that, and there's so many good things happening. I mean, just the colors of Kalena and Triana dancers, our Aboriginal drummers. I mean, it's all part of our culture, and we're so excited to be showing this off.
Well, and I understand there's even going to be a couple of little hockey players there.
The plan is to have a couple of little hockey players on stage, and hopefully have a little referee too.
Nice.
And what they're going to do is they're going to kind of have a little back and forth tussle, and then the referee's going to blow the whistle, and that'll start our national anthem number 2, Hockey Night in Canada.
Love it. Anything else we need to know for next week?
I think it's just next Tuesday, Ann Portnoy Theater, 7:30. We hope to have a good crowd there. Come in and share all the excitement of this, and see how Yorkton's culture has changed and growing. And we're so proud of the band musicians. I have to say, too, the band rehearses on Tuesday nights, and we're always looking for new members. It starts now in September. This is our last performance of the year. So we welcome young and old. We have musicians from the high school, about 6 of them. And then we have people are over their 80s. And it's great because they work together, and it's so exciting to see them challenging each other, and the younger people keeping up to the older people and vice versa. So adult band is alive and well, and we hope to have a good fall as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.